Okay, first of all, for those of you who don't have your mythical vocabulary down pat, cryptozoology is...
the study of hidden or unknown animals. Cryptozoology is a method by which we look for physical evidence, folklore, sightings, that may relate to proving that these animals actually exist out there.
That was museum director and founder and renowned cryptozoologist Lauren Coleman. He has always been fascinated by these hidden and unknown animals, which are known as cryptids.
I mean, I was the kind of guy during the 60s that would, if I saw a report that there was an ape-like creature in Mississippi, I'd hitchhike down there.
The way Lauren talks about cryptids is refreshing. You never get the feeling he's some crazy conspiracy theorist.
The two people that I don't like on expeditions with me are the true believers that come into it and everything they see is, you know, a big footprint or, you know, that wave over there is the Loch Ness Monster. Or the debunkers who come into any kind of investigation with a totally closed mind.
Most people are already aware of the more famous cryptids, like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, and the Bigfoot. But for people like Lauren, cryptozoology is much more than just the celebrity cryptids.
But at any one time, there's probably 200 searches around the world occurring looking for different cryptids. And so it encompasses all kinds of unknown animals.
Lauren takes offense when cryptozoology is portrayed as a science of things that don't exist, because sometimes cryptozoologists actually do find what they're looking for.
Today, I published a little article in my blog about a new toothless rat that was just discovered in the Indonesia area. So we have new animals being discovered all the time.
And over the centuries, many creatures that had been thought to be mythical have turned out to be real.
So, for instance, the Kraken turned out to be the giant squid. The Bigfoot of Africa, in essence, was the mountain gorilla, which wasn't discovered until 1902. And the giant panda, which a lot of people take for granted as us having known for a long time. Well, the Chinese knew about it for a long time, hundreds of years. But it wasn't.
Okay, this is all well and good. But after seeing the 8-foot-tall, 500-pound Bigfoot replica looming over the rest of the museum, well, I want to know more about Bigfoot. And although Lauren likes talking about all the other interesting creatures yet to be discovered in the world, I get the feeling he spends a lot of his time answering Bigfoot questions.
If I look at 100 cases of Bigfoot reports, probably 80 of them, 80%, are misidentifications, mistakes. Only 1% of the cases would be hoaxes. Those are usually the ones that the media talks about 95% of the time.
And the best evidence so far for Bigfoot comes to us in film. The Patterson-Gimlin film is famous in the cryptozoology world. A TV plays a loop of it in the museum. And when you watch it, you can't help but wonder.
The horses reacted because of the scent. That we know that there's over 350 years of native legends in that area. There was also footprints found. And so you get this combination of multiple layers of evidence. Really tells me that of all of the pieces of evidence for Bigfoot, the Patterson-Gimlin film is probably the best.
The museum attracts people from all over the world. When I was there, a few families wandered about getting their picture taken with Bigfoot and giggling about the fur-bearing trout. But they're not drinking the Kool-Aid. Although every once in a while, someone will come in whose passion for cryptozoology matches Lauren's. What do you think about this museum?
This museum gives evidence for the existence of these creatures without blatantly saying, this is absolute proof they exist. It doesn't believe in everything or willy-nilly, but it believes in the possibility of everything it represents.
And that possibility is what cryptozoology is all about. For Word of Mouth, I'm Zach Nugent.
Way up in the north woods and deep in the dark pine that blackened the mountains of the Cascade Range. They still tell the tales of an Indian legend. Sasquatch is the legend, Bigfoot is the name. The Indians claim he's the missing link that fits in the gap of the evolution chain. You can make your mind up when you've heard the story. Sasquatch is the story, Bigfoot is the name. You can ride from Canada to Northern California, all up and down the Cascade Range. But if you go alone, friend, I'm here to warn you. Look out for the thing with a Bigfoot name. Look out for the thing with a Bigfoot name. From out of the Yakima Indian Reservation, a young cowboy and an Indian came to hunt in the mountains of Northern California. Proof was the purpose, Bigfoot was the game. Now young Roger Patterson ran a small string of horses, and he lived in the foothills in a cabin with his wife. He knew that many secrets were hidden in these mountains.